Shabbos Perek Tzayin Mishnah Ches. Nochri shehidlikas haner mishtamish lo'ira Yisrael. A goy lights a ner, and he's lighting the ner not bitzivui, but he knows that the Yid wants the light on, and he puts on the light. A Yid is allowed to use the light. You know why? Because over here, he put on the light also l'tzayrich atzmai. He's also in the same place. Even though he put it on and directly the Yid is having Hanov, the Yid's allowed to be Nene. A Yid's not allowed to tell the Goy to put it on. That's Shlichus, like we had in Mishnah Vov, but he's allowed to be Nene. However, v'im b'shul Yisrael, let's say it's a Yid's house. So the Goy sees there's a blackout, he comes and he flips the lights. He's not flipping it on for himself. He's not there. He's putting it on for the Yid. Also, the Halach is that you're not allowed to be Nene from the light. We pointed out already in Mishnah Vov that over there is Mavur, that you're not Mechuyev to tell a Goy not to put out a fire. Even though you're certainly benefiting from the fact that your furniture is not going to go up in smoke. So why over here are you not allowed to benefit from the Goy who put on a light for you? And Tosfos offers an answer, which is an important principle in Halacha, that besides for Amira La'akum, which is Kiviyochel, you're doing Malacha. You're not really doing Malacha because you didn't do it with your hands. It's not Malacha Deraisa. But the Goy is doing it for you, Bishlichus, that's called you have Malacha done for you, that's a form of Shlichus, and that's a Yisid Rabbanan. Besides for that, even when you're not Mitzava the Goy to do something, and it's not being done for you, it's being done for you, but not your Mitzava him. It's being done with you in mind. So there's another Yisid, Chazal were afraid by Amir Lakum, it's very easy to be Mekel, cut corners, which is true unfortunately today also. So Mele Chazal said, you're not allowed to be Nene from anything that a Goy did for a Yid. Now, since there's no Issa on the Maisa, because the Maisa the Goy did without a Tzivui, the Issa is on the light. So Tosfos says that Issa is only when there's a positive benefit. When a light is put on, being Nene from the light, you're having Hanof from the Or. Chazal will goes on that. When the fire was put out, you're just being Nene from something that's not. There's no fire. The furniture was your furniture before. It's just a miniya of Hefsid. There's a more simple example of this. If a Goy comes into a Yid's house and he turns on a light, L'tzarech Yid, then the Yid's not allowed to be Nene from the room with the lights. You have to walk out of that room. You're not allowed to sit in that room. What happens if the Goy puts out a light? He puts off a light because he knows the lights went on and he puts out. The janitor comes in, he knows that the Yid want the light out. He turns off the light, now people can go to sleep. You're allowed to sleep there because there's no hano in the dark. It's just a lack of light bothering you. It's a minias hefsid, not a revach. Important halacha. The Mishnah continues this idea. Milei mayim lahashkes behemte. A goy took water out of a bor, which is in a rishus hayochid. He put it in a rishus harabim, or vice versa. So there's a malacha itzah involved. Mashkach of Yisrael. We're talking about where the Goy didn't do it for the Yid. The Goy doesn't even know this Yid. It just happens to be the person online after him. So the Goy empties out a large amount of water with a malacha of Yitzah. The Yisrael is allowed to take from it. If the Goy does know the Yid, so we're afraid that the Goy is going to fill up extra water, so then it would be also. Legabi the Ner, lighting a candle is lighting a candle. So if he does for himself, you can't do more for Yisrael. So if, Lamashal, in the case that we just mentioned, where he's a Yid's not allowed to be Nene from the light that was lit for him, if there are goyim there, so the light was put on. If the light was put on, there's no issur in you also being Nene from the light. It's only if the light fully was put on for you. It's Shiloh, what happens if there's a Roiv Yisraelim and a Miut goyim, so the guy also put on for the goyim? Is it Talin Roiv? What about by Mechzo Mechzo? That's a discussion in the Poskim. But the basic idea over here is something that's done clearly for Yisrael, as opposed to something that's not. Vimbishu Yisrael, if it was done mamish for the Yid, then also, like we said before, he's not allowed to be Nene. Using the water is a positive benefit. Also, goy kevesh le reid boy, they put up a ramp from a boat, so they had a gangplank from the boat onto the shore, or onto another smaller boat. So then Yeridach of Yisrael, because once it's put up, it's put up, you're allowed to be Nene from it. Israel, if it was put up for a Yid, also Maisa Barabban Gamliel, Zakenim Sheboim Basvino, they landed, they docked in port on Shabbos. Vosa Goy Kevish Lerid Boy, Viyordu Boy, Rabban Gamliel Vaskin, they came down. What's the pshat? We're talking about over here where the goy did it for himself, and then you can't be marba b'shvila. It's like a ner. So if the goy had himself in mind, the fact that he also had in mind the yid is not relevant. So well, then for yordu by Rabbi Gamliel's kenrim, Kivega says that there's a girsa in the rif for yordu achrav. It makes sense. First, the goy went down. V'yardu achrav Rav Gamliel's kenim. That's why they were allowed to. That's why the mashma. Otherwise, the mashmalus is that it was put for Rav Gamliel's kenim and they went down. So it would be soisa the call of the Mishnah. So the better way it says v'yardu achrav. That's why it's mutter, because it was l'tzarech hagoy. The Yisraelim only jumped on the bandwagon. The Gemara is moisiv one nekuda is that the boat didn't dock on Shabbos. If the boat docked on Shabbos, it came from out of the Tchum. If it came from out of the Tchum, they would have stayed on the boat the whole Shabbos. That they came off the boat on Shabbos is because the boat be'etzim docked yesterday. Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. We now have to give Agdama because we're entering uncharted territory. We've met up with Hilchas Muktzah in the past, the earlier Prokim, but here's a whole new experience in Hilchas Muktzah. And it goes like this. The muktzahs that we had of things that are eitzim avonim, things that have totally no use on Shabbos, things that are einoy min hamuchon, choser hachono, they're not roi lachila, and so on, those things are muktzah because be'etzim they have no use on Shabbos. To use them for something is turning something unusable, belit hashmish, into something that's mishumish, that's a chsar hachono. Here we have a din of kelim. Kalim are things that have perfectly usable. A hammer is perfectly usable. It's a kli. Now, obviously, you can't use a hammer for banging a nail on Shabbos because that's malacha deraisa. Chazal created a new category of muktzah called kola kalim, called kli shemalach delisser. It's not part of the regular muktzah, because the regular muktzah, like we said, is taking something that's enim and amuchon, not roi l'shimush, and turning it into something that's roi l'shimush. A hammer, you don't have that. What do you have? You have a gzeiras kelim. The way the Chassam Sofer explains in his famous Hakdama to Maseches Beitzah is like this. The chsarn of hachona is really merumis to, is alluded to in a pasuk in Parshas Bishalach by the Mon. That's a din that's kodum that goes back many, many days. What happened was, kelim weren't considered muktzah because they're not chosu hachona. They have a use. A hammer is perfectly usable. You don't need to turn it into something usable. But when the remnants of Klal Yisrael came back, or at least some of the remnants of Klal Yisrael came back to Eretz Yisrael in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, or even before the Bayis Sheni was built, in the 70 years that there was an interim period between Churban Beis HaMikdash in the year 3338 and Binyan Bayis Sheni in 3408, there was a tremendous lack of Talmidei Chachomim and Yeshivas, and there was some confusion and ignorance and Amaratzus that set in. There was even a little bit of intermarriage and severe cases. You have sugyas in Rosh Hashanah where the psukim are, it's a whole parsha that happened in Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah. So when Nehemiah ben Chachalya, who was the leader of the Eden in that period in building the walls of Yerushalayim, when he saw that there was a slippage in Shmir Shabbos, people were literally being oisik in Mekach Omemke outside the gates of Yerushalayim. They were goizer new gzeirois to safeguard Kedusha Shabbos. One of them was that they made a severe iser muktzah on picking up, moving around, touching, handling, using any kelim, except kelim that you need mamash for eating a Shabbos Suda. You had people puttering around, buying, selling, not doing melachos deraisa, but praving on Shabbos in a way that clearly violated Kedusha Shabbos. So what he did was, he was goizer on, no longer could a person putter in his garage and move things around and make seder. There were goizer on, you're not allowed to touch any kelim, you're not allowed to move around. This is a total kelim. Again, it's not taking something any muchan, turning it muchan. You're taking something which has usage. There's an iser tiltul, period. An ayam aisa. That iser then was relaxed. When Klal Yisrael wasn't anymore in crisis mode, they relaxed that. And they left the gzeira on kelim, shemelachton le'iser, a hammer, like we said before. Its primary usage is obviously banging nails. You're now not allowed to just pick up a hammer and walk around. But it's not mamish muktzah. So on the Xeris Kalim, there's a heter when you're using a Letzer Gufa and Mekoymoy. When you're picking up that hammer because you want to crack a nut, that's okay.
But when you're picking up the hammer in its regular setting, you're picking up a hammer for banging nails, you're not allowed to even be mitaltel the mukta. Again, it's a new gzera. In that context, we have the mission of kol hakelim. Kol hakelim nitolim b'shabbos v'dal seisein imoin. Anything that's, you have a coupe, a box, a container, it has a handle, it has a lid, it has a door. Aval pishin nisparku b'shabbos, even though the door came off of it on Shabbos, it wasn't attached, even the beginning of Shabbos, you have the door and it has to be put back on. But it's not considered a davar muktzeh b'fnatzmi. You could say the door of the box came off. The lid of the jar came off. It was screwed on. It came out. So now it's a davar b'fnatzmi. It's mamish muktzeh. No. All it is just an addendum, a part of the jar of the box. If you're allowed to carry that, you're allowed to carry that. Shein en doimin l'dalsas habayis. The door of the house that comes off is mamish muktzeh. That's not muchan. A door of a house is nothing if it's not part of the house. What is it? It's a piece of wood. Piece of wood? Shabbos? Pashto mukta. But over here, the part of a kli is considered a kli. Part of a house, part of a structure, once it's out, if a beam of a house fell out, it's no longer part of the house. It's a piece of wood. A part of a kli is part of the kli and it's nitaltel. It can be carried agav the kli. Again, we mentioned before that the heter of kli shemalachtel iser is letzorich gufoy. If you want to use a hammer for a nutcracker, letzorich mekoymoy. The hammer is lying on your bed. You want to go to sleep. You're allowed to take the hammer, put it down. But let's say stamazo, you want to put the hammer in a safe place because you don't want somebody using it. That's not a heter. It's only a heter letzorich gufoy, letzorich mekoymoy. But again, that's all in the context of gzeras kelim and regular bona fide muktzah. With something as any manavuchan, there's no hetul tzach kufim v'kaymai.